What would be your motivation to use any of those regimens as opposed to single agent capecitabine?
Now we sort of get at the issue of does one shoe fit all feet? And clearly, those of us who treat breast cancer recognize this not to be one disease, but to be many diseases. There's significant heterogeneity in the biology of breast cancer and how this manifests clinically in terms of extent of disease, number of organs involved, number of sites. And one aspect that I think really doesn't get captured well when we stratify patients in clinical trials, and that is tempo of disease progression. We do stratify for disease-free interval, relapse-free interval from adjuvant therapy. I don't think that quite really gets at the real biology in terms of how rapidly it's progressing. So I have historically very much leaned in the direction of monotherapy, being impressed that randomized trials comparing combinations to single agents haven't really done for breast cancer, perhaps what combination regimens have done in other diseases. The patients who I'm apt to think about using combination of cytotoxic agents are those patients whose cancer is developing at a rapid tempo, patients with significant visceral disease and symptomatic visceral disease, a cough and dyspnea due to pulmonary involvement, fatigue, abdominal discomfort, liver dysfunction, biochemically due to hepatic metastases. These are patients who I think the clinical scenario suggests the potential role for combination therapy. For patients with more indolent disease, bone-only, soft tissue disease, who are much less symptomatic, where the tempo of disease radiographically, biochemically is much slower. And then there are patients who have asymptomatic metastatic disease. Here, I think single-agent therapy is more appropriate. You raise the issue of capecitabine as a first-line treatment, even before taxanes. And clearly, this is something I do. And I use this in the scenario where I don't want the treatment to be worse than the disease. And clearly, for patients who are minimally symptomatic, there are a few chemotherapeutic agents I can think of, capecitabine being one of them, where you have this opportunity to give chemotherapy where the treatment won't be worse than the disease. Then there are also our patients who simply just say, look, I'll let you give me chemotherapy, I just don't want to lose my hair. This is a reasonable option.